7782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
From Williams Arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota, our Badgers pregame show continues as Wisconsin, a team that has knocked off Minnesota eight straight times and 17 of the last 19, looking to continue that trend as we continue through the final week of the Big Ten Conference regular season. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers check in 12-6 in the Big Ten, 22-7 overall. The Gophers 7-11 in league play, 15-14 overall. But a good turnaround for Ben Johnson's team after losing their first six in conference play. The Gophers have gone 7-5 since. A bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Let's get right to it. I know Max Kleisman's not going to be available here tonight, but getting closer by the day, is that safe to say?
Yeah, I think he's making progress on things, and obviously health is priority number one, and it's obviously between our trainers and doctors and and Max, obviously, it's the progress that they want to see be made. But there's definitely been steps forward, I think, and we'll see where it goes. It's really kind of evaluating day by day, and, you know, today is not a day he's going to go. So, you know, we'll see where it lands tomorrow and Friday and into the weekend. And like I said, just continue to evaluate it and get updates as you go. And I think we're getting closer, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, the interesting part about this, talking to Kamari McGee, and maybe part of this is veteran savvy too. I asked him, does your routine change anything in your approach? He said, no, not at all, which is veteran. That's what a veteran would do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, he's been in that position before, you know, where he's had to play more of a primary role. And I think it would have, you know, gives Jack Janicki more opportunities off the bench. Obviously, we shuffled the lineup a little bit more with Marcus Ilver and on Sunday at Michigan State. But, you know, just it's really a game-by-game basis on positionally what we need and where we need some help. You know, Cam Hunter can maybe in a position where he can help us a little bit. So, like I said, we just continue to evaluate as we go through. And, you know, just keep guys getting better. I think that's the thing. And it's other opportunities. Max isn't playing. It's another opportunity for other guys to step up and have a chance to go at it.
You know, you look back at Sunday's game, we all saw the three-point shooting, but you as a coach, there's other things. Defense, you know, hitting the timely offensive rebounds for Michigan State. It's things beyond the shots, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was untimely, a couple untimely turnovers, you know, when we were coming to take the lead in a one-possession game. And obviously, you couple those with, you know, too many offensive rebounds. Even though 13 is not a bad number when you're holding them to 30%, 35% shooting, it's a matter of cleaning those things up. Specifically, when you're shooting 5 of 32, you don't have a lot of margin for error in other areas.
Yeah, it's a team that shoots really well. Body of work is good. Just one of those days on Sunday. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows, and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving, day in and day out, that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill. complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight. We say this every year about how teams can change a little bit from November, December, January to now. Minnesota is one of those teams, a little different group than the one you saw in January. They can play some pretty good ball.
Yeah, they have been. And really, most of the year they have been. If you look at scores and watch the games and the flow of a game, they've been very competitive and obviously have beat Oregon here, beat Michigan here. They've done some really good things and obviously got a veteran group with Patterson and Mitchell in the backcourt, and obviously Dawson Garcia is one of the top scorers in our league, if not the top scorer in our league. So it is a group that, like you said, the record, maybe they're better than their record in terms of how you watch them compete with opponents. And obviously we know coming in here, it's going to be a battle regardless. I know the cliches throughout the records, but really you do, because we all know each other pretty well, and it's typically a dogfight.
One thing that we've seen for years and years, but it's always new to somebody, is in your shoot around today, the slide offs and all of that. So always kind of interesting to watch the faces of the newbies doing that.
Yeah, I think the vets enjoyed it as much as anybody. Just like they were grading and obviously, I think it's good. It's a little bit of, I guess I called it the rite of passage, so to speak. And, we had quite a few guys that hadn't done it before. So it was, it's always good to do that. I think our older guys get a kick out of it. And I think obviously the new guys, you have to play without fear of that drop off. And then, we're fortunate enough we haven't had it happen, but if it is, you just keep on playing.
It's the same story, different year with the number of Minnesota natives on the Wisconsin roster, too. It's natural. Still college basketball. They're going to be excited about any game, but this one, probably one that they looked at the schedule when it came out. When is it? Oh, okay, good. We're
ready. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously for them, it's a chance for their family and friends to see them and don't have to drive down to Madison, albeit they are there all the time anyway. Madison's not very far away, but, like I said, as I told the team, I said, hey, you guys understand, I don't make a big deal whether we play Michigan or Michigan State with John Blackwell. I don't talk about that. I don't talk about it with Minnesota. Or anybody else. We have Illinois or Northwestern with Chris Hodges. It's just, hey, it's the next game on the schedule. We know it's an important game. We know the implications in terms of Big Ten standings, trying to get to that double bye, trying to continue to, trend towards a really high seed in the NCAA tournament. And first and foremost, above all those things, it's our next game. And it's a game we have to play really well against a team that, has shown at times that they are really, really good, specifically here at home.
You guys have the line, among other things, chatter don't matter. But the fact that you just mentioned that there's a double bye that is in play for this team, last I checked, their preseason prognosticators didn't have the Badgers in a position like this. So all things here, the way this year has gone, it's been a pretty fun group for you.
It has. It's been a great group. They've been awesome to coach. I think they've been really fun to coach. It shows in how they play. They find the joy in the game. They find the joy in being on the court with each other, and they're great off the court too. So it's been a fun ride, and we hopefully got a long ways to ride yet to come.
Absolutely. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues here at the Barn. Time for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Maryland Terrapins trying to close this one out. Michigan was within four a couple minutes ago, and now it is an 8-point 60, game.
Yeah, 65-57. Maryland just went on a 6-0 run over the last 4 minutes.
At starting five, people have said this. They wonder about the bench and all of that, but that starting five for Maryland matches up with most, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, now the depth and all that and what happens in the NCAA tournament if a couple of those guys get into foul trouble, that's the question that's out there. But as far as the first five that they have, they're good. Their guards are elite. Their bigs are elite. Like, they have that mix of how you can win in March, and that's why they are where they're at. I mean, they've had some tough games that they've had to go in. Think about it. It took Michigan State that heave to beat them. Mm-hmm. Michigan now, and Michigan just drills a three, so it's a 5-point game. But, yeah, they're really good.
Michigan lives in close games and tends to win them, so we'll see if they can pull one out of the fire here. Remember, the Wolverines are still scrambling. They're mathematically in play for a share of the conference title. They'll close at home, or I beg your pardon, they'll close in East Lansing against Michigan State this weekend. Maryland will be at home against Northwestern. So if you're the Badgers, you're not catching Michigan. You're not catching Michigan State. You need Michigan to win here tonight.
You need them, absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to have to make a little magic to do that. About a minute and a half left in that game. Washington against USC. That's the game later tonight. We mentioned Michigan State and Iowa. That is tomorrow. By the way, Butchie, when the Badgers play Penn State, that'll be it for Penn State, right? They're not
done.
They'll be one of the three not participating in the Big Ten tournament. So, maybe on the one hand, you wonder how they'll come out. On the other, they just may be all loose.
It's the last one. Let it fly. Absolutely.
And for the Badgers, there's still quite, quite a bit out there to get for Wisconsin as it closes out the regular season. As we mentioned, it's about getting that double bye if you can and just getting yourself in a position to get as high a seed, be as close to home as possible for the first weekend for the NCAA tournament. Saturday is the senior day at Wisconsin. This is senior night here at Minnesota. And it's going to take a while because there are 10 seniors on the roster. Now, not a lot of
them. I don't normally laugh at that, but literally the court is full right
with people.
Now.
It is,
and it's from sideline to sideline, jam-packed. And even then, they're curling up both sidelines to make room. So
yeah, it's a different world we're in. A lot of these guys, most of them, you know, not wire-to-wire gophers. They transfer from here, there, and everywhere, but some really good players. We mentioned Dawson Garcia, the kind of year he has had. Parker Fox, year 8 for him, Minnesota native. He was at Northern State, Saul Phillips there. Went through some injuries in his time there. Was good as a sixth man for the Gophers last year in the starting lineup here for quite a time for Minnesota. So, like, we'll find out on Saturday. Everybody has a story, and it's still a little bit of the charm that remains in college athletics is when you can have a senior ceremony, and the Gophers are going through theirs right now. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Badgers and the Gophers here at Williams Arena. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think the first thing you look at is pace. Obviously, Minnesota wants to slow this thing down. Wisconsin wants to play fast. You know, overall tempo, Minnesota is 18th in league play at 63.9 tempo. Wisconsin and what they want to do, tempo, they're ninth. So that's, you know, there's a pretty big difference there. So control that. Don't get frustrated if you're ending up playing slower than you want to. That's what Minnesota wants. They want you to get frustrated so that you struggle through them. I think the other thing you look at this is how do you handle offensive rebounding? Minnesota right now averages 8.3. They're going to need to get easy baskets. You can't give up that many offensive rebounds. You did. Gave up some crucial ones against Michigan State. You can't do that again against Minnesota. And the last point is three-point shooting for Wisconsin. We know what they've been like. John Tonji over the last three is 4 of 24. Let's see if you can kind of build some of that confidence back. We talked about it, kind of like a hitter.
Yeah.
A little bit of a slump. You got to break out of that slump at some point. Let's hope it's tonight.
With a hitter, it could be a little flare that drops in basketball. Make a free throw. Get the ball to the rim.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing for John,
yep.
Right? Like, get
yep.
John Tonji to the free throw line. He's only been there 10 over the last three games.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Get a check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. As we have mentioned throughout our pregame show, Max Klesman remains out. Good news is he's not in the boots, but he remains out here tonight. You heard Greg Gard getting better day by day, and we'll check to see his status possibility for Saturday's regular season finale. But the best news is there's a fair amount of basketball to be played after Saturday, so we want to get Max as right as you possibly can before they think about getting him back on the floor. Everybody else clean, up, and ready to go for Wisconsin here tonight. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson, in his fourth year as the head man of the program. Up front, he'll have Dawson Garcia, 6'11 senior, averaging 19.3 points, 7.5 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. Parker Fox, 6'8, eighth-year player, another Minnesota native, 6 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. In the backcourt, Lakai Patterson, 6'2 senior from right here in Minneapolis, 11.7 points, 3.7 rebounds, 3.3 assists per game. Femi Odekali, 6'6 senior, averaging 7 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. And Mike Mitchell rounding out the starting five for the Gophers, 6'2 senior at 9 points and 2.7 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, up front you'll have Stephen Crowell, Minnesota native, along with Nolan Winter. Crowell averaging 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter at just shy of 10 points a game, 6 rebounds, coming off a 12.17 rebound performance at Michigan State, the most by a Badger in a Big Ten game in some 30 years. Rashard Griffith had 18 boards in a game for Wisconsin against Iowa back in January of 1995. Alondo Tucker had 17 boards in a non-conference game against UNLV, and you're going back to 2007 for that. So it's been a while since somebody has pulled down the number of rebounds that Nolan Winter had on Sunday in East Lansing. In the backcourt, you've got John Tanjay, 19 points, 5 boards, 1.7 assists per game. John Blackwell, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2.2 dimes. And Kamari McGee making his third start as a Badger and the second against Minnesota. McGee averaging 7 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Back in January, McGee made his first start in a Wisconsin uniform and scored 15 points, had 5 rebounds against the Gophers, including going 3 of 4 from the three-point line. Wisconsin leads this series through the years. Much like football, it's close. 109-104 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers have won 8 in a row and 17 of the last 19. Well, a fair amount of Badger fans, as is usually the case here at the Barn, as the crowd filing in, ready to watch this border rivalry here in Minneapolis. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And?
And they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report Total Sales.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
the big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Williams Arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota, alongside Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as we continue through the final week of the conference regular season. Last road game here on the regular season schedule for Greg Gard's group. 12-6 are the Badgers in Big Ten play, 22-7 overall. Taking on Ben Johnson and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They're 7-11 in league play, 15-14 overall. And the fact that the Gophers have won seven games, when we saw them in January, when the Badgers put 50 points on them in the second half, we're wondering, well, they had just come off a gut-wrenching double overtime loss to Ohio State, where, quite frankly, Minnesota gift-wrapped that game. We're wondering, Butchie, they're going to win more in a couple games, but to their credit, after starting 0-6, they're 7-5, and they've been a pretty tough out.
Well, the question was, were they going to win a game in the Big Ten? That was the question. And then all of a sudden, they played really hard, and I thought they played better than Maryland for the majority of that game. They ended up losing that. And then the next game, they come and hit a buzzer beater to beat Michigan, and that kind of got some confidence built. Then you look at the West Coast trip that they took. They got two wins against USC and UCLA. So I think the coaching job Ben Johnson has done has been fantastic. I really do. I don't know what else he could have done with the group. He's got to motivate. A lot of teams would have quit, and they haven't.
Yeah, that West Coast trip really turned some heads. They won those two games at USC and UCLA. Minnesota led that weekend for a grand total of 3 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yes,
and
correct.
Won both games. So it's not for how long, it's not by how much, it's win. And they were able to take the lead when it mattered most. So that was a big launch point here to get things squared away. And those two home wins in Big Ten play against Michigan and against Oregon. So they're capable of being a pretty tough club to beat, even though those are just their only two wins at home in conference play. Maryland has closed out Michigan here tonight, 71-65. So the Badgers, that's what happens when you count on Michigan to do something for you. They don't. But Michigan does not cooperate. Maryland still in a position to get the double bye and a three seed. Still a lot of things in play here. The Butchies, we've talked about, if you're Wisconsin, take care of your business tonight. Take care of your business Saturday. Let the chips fall where they may. And if the Badgers win tonight, whatever, you need to be an Illinois fan on Friday because they're hosting Purdue.
Correct. And I think that's where you're at. So there's one more angle that you can do, and you still have to take care of your business, and it starts tonight. And this is a game that if you're not focused, the way Minnesota's been playing recently, you're going to lose. And that's where the focus and the attention to detail needs to be really, really good today, because this is a game that you should win. We all know that. Now, what happens on the floor? It starts with the execution offensively. You can't have lapses defensively. And overall, to me, it's the ball movement right now. Yep. Like, you got it. No Max Klusman. He's out again. Kamari McGee, he comes in. Does that change a little bit? It moves John Blackwell off of being kind of that point to start the game. Who's going to give you a pop off of the bench when you need some of that energy? That's what Kamari gives you. He won't give you that from the bench. So where is that going to come from tonight? Because at some point, there's going to need to be a pop, whether it's, you know, Xavier Amos, wherever, Jack Janicki, wherever it comes from, somebody's going to have to come in and really give you some energy.
Yeah, the best part about this team this season, they have gotten it from somebody. Sometimes it's a predictable source, sometimes not, but they need to get back to that kind of vibe here. And I will say, this is a pretty good crowd as they have filed in. We wondered because they had the snowstorm overnight. It had stopped, but it's been very blustery all day long. It's been a tough year for the Gophers. Yes, there are a lot of Badger fans. There'd be some pretty good energy in the old barn here tonight for this late season matchup between Wisconsin and Minnesota. Tim Cummer, Vern Harris, Bart Lennox, your officials here for tonight's game. As the Badgers emerge from their pregame huddle, the traveling Cardinal Unis and the white trim, Gophers in the gold trim, or the gold Unis, I should say, in the maroon trim as we are set to go here at Williams Arena. Steven Crow company out there. He and Nolan Winter, Minnesota natives, in the starting lineup. Well documented, the Minnesota guys who have gone on to Wisconsin and have earned some all-conference recognition. Guys like John Moore, Jordan Taylor, Cameron Taylor, Jared Bergeron, Nate Reavers, Brad Davison. Not to mention these guys like Crow and Nolan Winter, and mentioned Jack Janicki, White Bear Lake, Minnesota. We'll see him coming off the bench again here tonight. So let's have
some pretty
fun.
That's a pretty long list you just did.
They have recruited well here in the state of Minnesota. It's been good. It has been good to the Badgers for more than a minute. Dawson Garcia, Steven Crow jumping center. Toss and tap to the Badgers from our vantage point. Wisconsin coming at us, moving to our right here in the first half of play. Kamari McGee against Mike Mitchell. They wrap it along the perimeter. John Blackwell against Lakai Patterson in the right wing. Now Winter flips it to Tanjay. Out to Winter again, high on the left. They work to Blackwell outside right. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay puts it on the deck. Steps back, right wing. 7 to shoot. Tanjay against Odekali. To clear it. Now John kills the dribble. 3 to shoot. Going into Crowd. 2 to shoot. Out to Winter. Fakes the 3. And a shot clock violation, as the Badgers in their first possession do not get off a shot.
And the biggest thing was no one was aggressive with the ball. The first play they ran was a cross screen to get Big Steve in the post. It wasn't there, and then everyone just stood and watched for the rest of the shot clock.
Yeah, it did not really get inside the three-point arc much at all. Gophers moving away from us to our left here in the first half. Garcia outside left, checked by Nolan Winter. Garcia on the left wing. He'll try the 3, and it's 3-0 Minnesota. Garcia, 36% shooter from distance coming into the game. 3-0 Gophers. Here about a minute gone by. Blackwell high on the right. Fox picked him up off the switch. Down the lane goes Blackwell. Pivots. Runs it back out to Tanjay. To the line. Down the lane. To the rim. Goes up. Knocked away. Parker Fox. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
And that's what Parker Fox does. I know he's been in college for 8 years, but he still brings energy.
Yes, he does.
I mean, that's what he brings to his team, is that energy, and that's a valuable asset.
Quick check over at the scorer's table, making sure the timing is right. A little more than a minute gone by. It's 3-0 Minnesota. As they just make sure the shot clock is right. and the game clock as well. 15 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass McGee to Winter. Back to Kamari, right of the circle. Feeds Blackwell at the top. Garcia out on Blackwell now. A throw to Tanjay against Odekali on the left wing. Shot clock at 5. Blackwell left of the circle. He'll take the 3. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Minnesota, they're switching all the ball screens. So you're having bigs out on guards. You're having guards on the bigs. That last 3 by John, I'm fine with, even though there was a big out there. But continue to work the ball and take advantages of the mismatches.
Bounce pass to Steven Crow. Left of the lane, single coverage. Dawson Garcia backing his Crow. Backing, left block, turns baseline. Now the left shoulder turn, up right hand for 2, and the Badgers are on the board.
Well, that's the other way of making Dawson Garcia work. We know what he does offensively, but go at him defensively as well.
3-2 Minnesota, a minute 40 gone by. Lakai Patterson high on the right against McGee. Now Mitchell versus Blackwell between the circles. A toss to Femi Odekali. Matched up with Blackwell. Off the screen, Odekali slipped it inside to Fox. It's knocked away by Tanjay, and then it goes off of Parker Fox and out of bounds. Good defensive work. Active hands from Tanjay.
I thought Femi got a little too deep in that pass, so continue to watch that ball screen coverage.
Nolan Winter left of the circle, throwing to Blackwell up top. John glides to the right point. Garcia picking him up now. Now Winter wraps it to Tanjay, tries a 3, left wing, splashed it. John Tanjay just 4 of 24 from distance over the last 3 games. Hits one early on tonight, 5-3 Wisconsin. We are 2 minutes and 15 seconds in here at Williams Arena. Mike Mitchell high on the left, sends it to Lakai Patterson, top of the circle, fans out to the right side against Kamari McGee. A pass for Mitchell at the top. Works a couple of steps to his left, flips to Parker Fox, hands it back to Mitchell, slips it to Park to Parker Fox off the left wing of the lane, runs it up no good, tipped up Garcia no good, rebound pulled down by Nolan Winter. And here comes Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Picked up by Mitchell outside left. Blackwell throwing to Winter. Laps it to Kamari McGee at the right point. Fox is on him now. High-low game. As Crow goes into Nolan Winter. One pump low on the right heel finish.
And that's where I was talking about the switches early on. They had a guard. They switched that. Nolan rolls right to the front of the rim, and they go high-low.
7-3 Wisconsin. We're 3 minutes in. Early 7-point run now for the Badgers. Lakai Patterson at the top of the circle. He'll throw it to Dawson Garcia off the left wing in the lane. Darts it out. Mitchell tries a 3. Right side. Short. Long rebound. Kamari McGee at the free throw line. Now he'll turn and bring it up the floor for the Badgers. McGee hits the brakes. Finds Blackwell on the right wing. Ball screen from Winter. He'll throw to Crow left of the circle. Sends to Blackwell. Tries a 3. Left of the circle. Good. John Blackwell from distance. Make it 10-3 Wisconsin. A 10-point run for the Badgers.
Yeah, great start. Like you said, 10-point run, but great start. Ball's popping a little bit. That first possession was horrible. The rest, they've been pretty good.
It got better, didn't it? 3.5 minutes into the game. Here's Mitchell off the screen from Fox, throwing to Odekali. Turns to Dawson Garcia, tries a 3, bangs off the rim, and over the backboard. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. We'll see Jack Janicki and Carter Gilmore coming in for Wisconsin now as McGee and Crow will sit down. 10-3 Wisconsin with 16-18 left in the first half.
A good response just from that first possession, continuing to move it, understanding the way Minnesota is guarding by switching and creating mismatches.
John Tanjay throwing to Nolan Winter outside right. He'll leave it for Jack Janicki. Flips to Gilmore. Turns to Blackwell on the left wing. Dribbles off the wing. Blackwell lost the handle out of bounds. It'll go to Minnesota as we'll have our first media timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. We're exactly 4 minutes in. Wisconsin 10, Minnesota 3. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Plug into powerful savings with CeraWire products at Menards. CeraWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable products for all of your indoor and outdoor projects. Hurry in now and save big money on CeraWire at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 16 minutes left in the first half. 10-point run for Wisconsin as the Badgers lead Minnesota 10-3.
I think continuing to get the ball inside is crucial. 4 points right now. They've made the other two threes. John Tanjay made one. John Blackwell made one. Just continuing to understand that. I've said it a lot early on in this game. But the way Minnesota is guarding, it allows for your mismatches. Move the ball, find the mismatch, take advantage of when it's there, and you're going to have success. And that's what they've done the last couple possessions.
Ben Johnson keeps his starting five out there of Garcia, Oda Cali, Mike Mitchell, Parker Fox, Lakai Patterson. Carter Gilmore, Jack Janicki remain on the floor with Tanjay Blackwell and Nolan Winter. Minnesota basketball, Femi Oda Cali walks into the front court on the left side as Tanjay defends. Oda Cali top of the circle, flips to Garcia, left side against Gilmore. Stops him baseline left to pass out to Fox, left of the circle. Fox across the top of the key, leads it for Oda Cali. High on the right. Odekali against Tanjay. Spin move in the lane. Goes up. Bricked it wide left. Tanjay the rebound. He got fouled by Parker Fox. And it'll be the first on Fox.
And what Wisconsin's doing defensively so well right now is there's lots of bodies. I mean, even though the spin was fantastic by Odekali, like, there was still was bodies all the way around.
Mike Mitchell, Parker Fox check out. Frank Mitchell is in. Brennan Rigsby as well. Rigsby the star of their game against Nebraska and Lincoln over the weekend. There's Blackwell on the right side against Frank Mitchell. 6'8", 260 pounds, a big man. Tanjay puts it on the deck, baseline right, one pump. Leaves it for Blackwell, low on the left against Frank Mitchell. The fadeaway is good for John Blackwell. He has five, it's 12-3, Wisconsin. Not quite 5 minutes gone by. Oda Cali throwing to Mitchell, Frank Mitchell at the top of the circle. Nolan Winter is on him. A handoff to Rigsby. High on the right, flips to Oda Cali. A pass for Dawson Garcia. Shakes and stops at the free throw line. Sends it back out to Oda Cali. A pass for Lakai Patterson with 10 on the shot clock. Patterson off the Mitchell screen. Left wing steps back. Three on the way is good. Lakai Patterson, a 27% shooter from long range. But buries one here. That stops the Wisconsin run at 12. 12-6 Wisconsin, 5.5 minutes in.
It's a pretty good defense possession. Just tough shot.
Nolan Winter out high for the Badgers. He'll throw it to Gilmore. Turns to Janicki on the right wing. Janicki skips it. A high pass, and it's too high. And John Tanjay went up for it, but it goes through his hands and out of bounds.
And Minnesota, defensively, it's not the traditional defense. They're doing some things differently right now. They've, you know, that last one there, they had two to the ball. Wisconsin had the advantage, and they were just rushed.
Maury McGee back in there for Wisconsin. Steven Crowell out there as well. Blackwell, Gilmore, and Janicki rounding out the five. Oda Cali, right wing. A pass to Garcia, high on the right against John Blackwell. Garcia, right of the lane, sends it back out to Patterson. Inside the left elbow, the jumper is up. No, but he was fouled by Kamari McGee, and that's the first foul on a Badger. 12-6 Wisconsin. We're 6:01 into the game. Makai Patterson to the free throw line. And for a team that struggles mightily at the foul line, Patterson actually is pretty solid, better than 75% at the free throw line, and he drains the first.
Yeah, Minnesota dead last in the Big Ten at 68.9% from the free throw line.
He hits the first. Isaac Asima coming in for Femi Odekali. Asima, pretty promising looking freshman, 6'3 out of Cherry, Minnesota. His free throw is good for Lakai Patterson. Second is on the way, and that's straight through as well. So they get 12-8, Wisconsin. 13:57 and rolling left of the first half. McGee, right sideline to the front court. They work at the Blackwell, driving right lane line. Garcia went to the floor. Crow is open, but turned it down. They'll continue to run offense. McGee, top of the circle, whips at the Blackwell. Open three, right point. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped into the hands of Garcia. One and out for Wisconsin. Here's Patterson, left side of the front court for Minnesota. He'll pull up, lets it fly for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound, Frank Mitchell. Low on the left, knocked away, Janicki. Into the hands of Crow. Lead feed, McGee. Out to Janicki. Fakes the three on the right side. A jab step. Now puts it on the floor off the right wing. Throws it back out to Blackwell, high on the right. 13:15 left in the half. Badgers lead 12-8. McGee off the left wing, pulls up the dribble, left foul line extended. Beats Carter Gilmore, kicks to Blackwell, right corner, eight to shoot. Blackwell moving in on Patterson, the lane. He got fouled by Lakai Patterson as Blackwell muscling his way into the paint. And Patterson is called for his first foul.
And that was just big boy ball is what that was. I mean, John's being very aggressive early in this game. And Wisconsin needs it offensively. They're in that 10-0 run that they had. The ball was moving. They were finding the advantages. Recently here, now only 2 points since, the ball hasn't necessarily moved great. It's been a lot of one-on-one action. Some of it's Minnesota's defense and the looks they're showing them. Some of it's just a lack of aggressive. The only one that has been aggressive has been John Blackwell as he goes out of the game right now.
John Tanjay checks in. Xavier Amos as well. Here's Tanjay, pull up baseline right 10-footer. Is off the rim and out, no good. Frank Mitchell the rebound. It remains 12-8 Wisconsin with 12:55 left in the first half. Isaac Asima, left of the circle, shoots it up to Odekali. Dribble drive, right lane line, the runner, right hand, good, off the glass. First points for Femi Odekali, and Minnesota is now on a seven-point run. 12-10 Wisconsin, 12:38 left in the first half. Here's Tanjay throwing to Crow, high on the right, feeds Jack Janicki. Right of the circle is Janicki, rocks the dribble, feeds Xavier Amos, inside feed for Crow, and it was double-teamed by Rigsby and Asima. The foul is called. They're going to get Isaac Asima. That'll be his first. And team foul number three.
Again, I've talked a lot, said it a lot, Matt, but defensively, it's a different look which Minnesota's thrown at them.
Yeah.
They're sitting one in the paint, and they're making it very difficult.
Caden Betts in the lineup now for Minnesota. Here's Stephen Crow backing on Frank Mitchell. A little dig from Betts. Crowd turns baseline. Now the double. Amos with a pass fake. Drives off the right wing in the lane. Rockets a pass to Janicki. Left corner three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Amos trying to keep it alive, and he does. Throws it out to Janicki at the free throw line. Good hustle from Xavier Amos, and now McGee outside left. Kamari left of the circle against Betts. Kamari drives on him. Stops. Pivots. Finds a cutting Janicki. Low on the left against Rigsby. Pumps. Gets it out of there to Tanjay. Tanjay left of the lane, and Tanjay is called for steps. Well, Janicki was in the lane for quite a while. They didn't call that, but Tanjay guilty of the traveling violation as we have our under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans sweepstakes, and more. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 11:51 left in the first half. Wisconsin 12, Minnesota 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 11:51 left in the first half, Wisconsin 12, Minnesota 10. We watch the Badgers with an early run. The Gophers now have scored the last seven.
Minnesota has 8 wins when scoring 70 points or less. Most of the Big Ten. Goes back to the style of play of which we talked about,
yep.
Right? So they've got the most of the Big Ten. Score is 10-12. Right now, the way that this game is unfolding is favoring Minnesota. So how do you pick up the pace against a team that wants to play slow and you want to play fast? Number one, defensively. Try to get into passing lanes. Try to get some easy buckets that way. Number two, offensive rebounds, creating extra opportunities for yourself. Wisconsin has 3 of them. But they haven't really capitalized on those offensive rebounds.
Other thing right now Wisconsin is doing, and maybe it's rushing at times, 4 turnovers here for the Badgers.
Exactly, and that's the other part of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Badgers have McGee, Tanjay, Amos, Blackwell, and Crowell on the floor. Femi Odekali brings it up. Caden Betts, 6'8", redshirt sophomore in the lineup. Rigsby with the ball now. Gives off to Asama, top of the circle. Asama glides to the right side. He'll skip it to Betts high on the left. Feeds Rigsby. Turns to Odekali. Right of the wheel. Brings it up top. Now backs inside the paint. He'll feed Betts. Baseline left. Cut off at the block. Whips it up top for Asama. Drives right lane line. Push it up. No good. Rebound batted around and secured by Tanjay. Here's John up the left sideline for Wisconsin. On the wing. Pulls up. Thought about it. Instead throws to Crowell. Left of the lane. Darts it to Kamari McGee. Right corner three. Halfway down. Popped out. Odekali the rebound.
That was that corner three for Kamara. I mean, he's been fantastic. Kamari's been from that spot.
Here's Odekali. The foul line jumper is good. Femi Odekali ties the game at 12. 11 minutes left in the first half. Here's Blackwell quickly the other way. Into the lane. Turns. Fires. Missed. Badly. Rigsby bothered him there. And the rebound to Minnesota. Here comes Isaac Asama. As the Gophers try to grab the lead. Asama, right lane line, jump stop. Soft pass right corner, gathered by Odekali, and he throws it away into the backcourt, and that's the violation. No deflection there. Turnover, Minnesota. Patterson, Mike Mitchell, Dawson Garcia will come back in for the Gophers. Gilmore back in, replacing Xavier Amos.
The last possession offensively for Wisconsin, even though John Blackwell gets the ball blocked, it was a quick side pick and roll in transition. They had a good look. John just, you know, got it deflected and blocked.
Here's McGee, takes a dribble to the right side, throwing to Carter Gilmore out between the circles. Gilmore, one dribble, reverses it back to Blackwell, high on the left. He'll feed Crowell, outside right, inside feed, caught by Gilmore. Catches right block against Frank Mitchell. Backing is Gilmore. Tough assignment there as Gilly got forced out and threw it away as the shot clock was about to expire anyway. Well, Frank Mitchell just muscled up right there as the Badgers guilty of turnover number 5.
And I was just going to say that, man. That's what you just talked about, 4 turnovers. And the thing with that last turnover, was it forced? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was self-inflicted.
Stay tied at 12. Parker Fox is in for Frank Mitchell. We have 10:14 left in the first half. Lakai Patterson out front. Illegal screen called on Parker Fox. And he has just picked up his 2nd foul.
And it was, too. I mean, you could just see the way Parker Fox tried to set that screen. He wasn't set at all.
So he comes out. Frank Mitchell right back in there. Here's Kamari McGee high on the right, throwing to Gilmore. Lips to Tanjay, top of the circle. Passes off to Blackwell outside left. Slides out top. They wrap it to McGee on the right side. Going into Crowell, right of the lane. Inside feed into Blackwell, low on the right, up and in. John Blackwell with 7, 14-12, Wisconsin.
It started with a slip screen by Steve Crowell to be able to get there. Ball got to him, then John cut to the front of the rim.
9:45 left in the first half. Lekhi Patterson high on the right, loops to Garcia. Baseline right, single coverage Gilmore. Garcia faces up, puts it on the floor, starts to back, now retreats. Whips it to Odekali, pump fake. High on the right, dribbles to the free throw line. Shot clock is at 5 as Odekali retreats. High screen Frank Mitchell, hedging his crowd. Knocked it away. Stevie gets the steal for Wisconsin and then lost it to Mitchell, who lays it up and in.
You got to hold on to it. Ooh. Tough one.
Tied at 14 with 9:10 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay outside left for Wisconsin. Feeds crowd. Wraps it to Blackwell, curls off the right wing, sends it to Gilmore, fakes the three, leaves it for Kamari McGee, outside left. Now to Crowell for three, left of the circle, money.
Big one, big time three there by Big Stevie.
Out of Eagan, Minnesota, Stephen Crowell with 5, 17-14 Wisconsin, 8:43 left in the half. Patterson outside left as Kamari McGee defends. Patterson right-hand dribble, he'll throw it to Odekali between the circles, flips to Frank Mitchell. Mitchell at the top of the arc. Return pass Odekali off the Mitchell screen. Odekali backs into the lane. Pivots. Tanjay holds his turf. A throwback out to Patterson. Shot clock is at 6. Lekhi Patterson contested 3. Right of the circle, and it spins out. No good. Tanjay the rebound. John up the floor for Wisconsin. Cross court to Blackwell. Left of the circle. He'll drive by Patterson. He got fouled by Lekhi Patterson.